joining the phone right now is author Emily Skrutsky, and I hope I'm saying her name right, the author of the new book, Bonds of Brass, book one of the Blood Bright Trilogy, which is out on April 7th from the fine folks at Delray. And Emily's on the phone now. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. Did I say your last name right?
You did. You nailed it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we're recording this interview like about a week before the book comes out, and you're in L.A. Obviously, we're going through tough times. How are you and your family dealing with things? Okay, you got enough toilet paper?
Yeah, all stocked up, and I'm very lucky to have a job that allows me to work from home, so I have been transitioned to that successfully, and we're just waiting this thing out.
Your new book, Bonds of Brass, like I said, comes out on April 7th. I loved it. It was so good. I couldn't put it down.
Thank you so much. That's great to hear.
It's a sci-fi, adventure, action, thriller. It's got a lot of twists and turns you don't see coming. It's got a love story. It's got betrayals. It's got fighting. It's got spaceships. It's got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I mean, I mashed it all together in there.
So your background is you went to media arts from Cornell, where you studied an outrageous and demanding combination of film, computer science, and game design. So that fits in great for the type of books you like to write, because you like to write science fiction type thrillers.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I have a scientific background even just growing up because my parents are astronomers. So that's, I feel like, where most of my science fiction inklings come from. But studying computer science definitely helped, and I definitely have an obsession with sci-fi film that led me to study a lot of film, too, and work on ingesting ways of storytelling that aren't necessarily limited to just writing novels.
Were you a fan of the Star Wars movies growing up and comic books?
Oh, absolutely. Star Wars, like, I was making my own Star Wars in the backyard when I was a kid. I was swinging a stick around and then rotoscoping in a lightsaber on top of it using, like, Microsoft Paint. So,
that's
no
awesome.
Small wonder I ended up working in visual effects.
Bonds of Brass, Kirkus Review says, an impeccably paced character-driven sci-fi novel. Publishers Weekly says, sympathetic characters, perfectly tuned pop culture references, and harsh glimpses into the realities of empire and war keep the pages turning. This inspired tale will please fantasy fans and has crossover YA appeals as young adults. Delilah Dawson, New York Times bestselling author of Star Wars Phasma, says, a fast-paced space opera with heart and style. Bonds and Brass had me screaming kiss already on every page. And you'll have to read the book to kind of understand what that reference is about. But and it's the first of a trilogy, so we still have two more books in the series to look forward to.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I'm actually working on drafting book three right now, and I can promise even more twists and thrills and turns going forward.
And having read it already, there's so many questions I want to ask you, but I can't because it would be spoilers. So I'm just going to have to wait for the next couple of books to get my questions answered, since if I ask you, there'll be spoilers, like I said. But let's talk about this book. It starts out with, is it Eaton? Is that how you say his name?
Essien's.
His life was shattered when the merciless Umbra Empire invaded his world. He spent 7 years putting himself back together under its rule, joining an Umbra military academy and becoming the best pilot in his class. Even better, he's met Gale, his inspiring, infuriating, enticing roommate who's made the academy feel like home. His best friend. Gale's a male, too, by the way. But when dozens of classmates spring an assassination plot on Gale, a devastating secret comes to life. Gale is the heir to the Umbra Empire, which nobody knew about. These kids are still like in their teens, 17, 18. He barely manages to save his best friend and flees the compromised academy unscathed. Rattled that Gale stands to inherit the empire that broke him, and there are still people willing to fight back against Umbra rule. So they get away from the planet. They've got people chasing them. They manage to avoid them. They land on another planet. They try and devise a plan to get Gale back to where he needs to be, since he's the new, he will be the head of the empire at some point. And then this is where things go crazy. They meet this girl that's, she's like a thief, and she's wanted as well. And then they infiltrate another academy, and twists and turns start, and I can't really say too much more because I don't want to give away any spoilers, but just say it goes crazy, and the twist at the end I never saw coming.
It's a fun one. I feel like either people saw it coming and are so excited when it happens, or they don't see it coming and they're just as excited to find it out. It's very fun to watch people's reactions to it.
Yeah, and I hope some... I'm trying to phrase this question without making it again like a spoiler, but I hope somehow beyond belief that these two will be together by the end of the series. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, not saying that they're not together now, but who knows after things that happen in this book, and who knows what will happen in your next couple of books.
Yeah, I mean, it's I hope to keep people on their toes, but I also hope to give them what they want.
So
that's the most I can say, I think, without completely ruining all the dominoes I have set up right now.
Do you plot the whole book out so that you know what your twists and turns are going to be as you're before you do it, or are you writing the story and then decide, you know what, I just realized that this will be better to do it this way, and then I can play upon it in future books?
I really like outlining and having like a set outline when I draft, so it gives me a sense that I know exactly what I'm working towards, and then I can really focus the story on building up towards that ending, and then hopefully it's really satisfying when every piece of the story comes together to give you what I've been building up this whole time. So that's my general strategy, is I'll have a complete outline before I even start writing.
And that's to take you through an outline, but then as you're writing it, it's a trilogy, you have to fill in everything else kind of as you're going, and if something doesn't work in your mind, you'll take it out and rewrite it or change it to something that you think will work better.
Yeah, exactly. You kind of discover what works as you go along. Like, I remember in my original outline, there's this moment where Etienne meets Wen. In my original outline, I was like, he likes her right away. He's entranced by her. But no, he's pulled into her shenanigans unwillingly, and he's completely exasperated by her. And then they develop a friendship going along, and it's definitely better that way, and more fun to read, I think, than just instantly being like, yeah, you, I like you. So, it evolves as you tell the story, but the big building blocks are also in place, so I know what targets I'm trying to hit.
People can follow you online at Skrutsky.com, at Facebook at Emily Skrutsky, Instagram Skrutsky, and at Twitter Skrutsky. So pretty easy to find you online. That's Skrutskie. So this is a fun sci-fi series. I know it comes out on April 7th, the first one. Have you heard anything? This would be like a great Netflix or sci-fi type series. Have you heard any inklings yet from anybody that might have heard about it and might be interested in the rights?
Not yet, but I would absolutely love that. So my inbox is open. My agent is taking calls if anybody's interested.
Yeah, right now it's probably a little bit of a tough time, but it's a great read for people that are stuck indoors. They can order it on Amazon, have it delivered. And a lot of the bookstores are open. They're either doing like curbside, or they'll mail it out to you. You know, you pay ahead of time. So it's not like you can't still order a book.
Oh, yeah. No, a lot of indie bookstores are doing free shipping, and I really encourage people to support their local independent stores through this tough time.
So now this book comes out again April 7th. The next book, what, about this time next year, and then the last book about a year after that?
Yeah, hopefully. We're working right on schedule despite everything, so I think that we'll definitely be hitting that around this time next year for the next book, and going forward, one book a year.
And obviously you can't go out and do a book tour at this point, unfortunately. Do you do any type of book club, Skype, if people contact you through your website?
Yeah, we're setting up a couple of live streamed online events. We're definitely going to have something to celebrate the release on April 7th. And we're just trying to make the best of not having all of these in-person appearances. But we've found some workarounds, and we're always open to doing more of them to get the word out.
Do you have titles for the next two books yet?
I have a thought of what they're going to be. I don't know if they've passed internal approval yet, so okay. I won't say them out loud just yet. But I am very, very excited to share them with people when we know for sure that that's what's going to be on the cover.
As an author, I've always wondered, do you I mean, do you get to choose the title, or do you suggest titles, and then they come back and say, maybe we should do it with this one, and then you guys just work it out amongst yourselves?
I always anticipate that the title is going to be changed. I never, like, lock myself in emotionally on a title, and then the first title that I suggest to the publisher always ends up being the one that they go with, so... I've not had the title change on me yet. Every title of my book so far has been the one that I came up with. But I'm totally open to working with my team to find out what the best, the most marketable, the most exciting way of grabbing people with the title is.
And then the artwork for the book, is that what the book company comes up with it, and then they send it to you with, you know, different designs to see what you like? Or do you give them thoughts as well as what you think the cover should look like?
Yeah, I always give people thoughts on what my covers should look like, and it's a very collaborative process. And in this case, we actually had the cover change. We originally had a different cover that was more of a spacescape. It had like a ship going across it, and it was really gorgeous, but they decided that it would be a little bit more exciting to have the guys on the cover. So they commissioned an artist, and they sent me sketches of what the artist was doing and asked for, you know, approval to say, okay, does this look good to you, or do we need to make adjustments? And then I was able to give them feedback, and we went back and forth to make sure that the title is communicating everything we wanted to communicate. And we got the gorgeous final illustration by Marilisa Chan, and it is absolutely amazing. I love looking at it.
The review copy that I have is, it looks like a moon or a dark planet with a spaceship flying across it.
Yeah, so that's the original. And now we have a final cover that's the boys illustrated with this ship kind of going down between them.
I'm going to have to look for that. I'll check Amazon and see if it's on there. I love it when there's different covers, especially when, you know, it's released in different countries. They always do different covers and different stuff. So it's always kind of cool. I'm going to look for that. I can't wait to see it. Because in my head... You know, you don't really, you see that if it's got the picture of a couple of guys on it that are the lead characters, that's what you probably think they're going to look like then. But in my head, I haven't had any thoughts of what they might actually look like. But that'll be pretty cool to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the book Bonds of Brass again is out on April 7th. It was a pleasure talking to you, Emily. I can't wait for the next book and then the book after that again. Next time I talk to you, you know, I'll have more answers, but I'm sure I'll have more questions about what the last book will be about. So, but we can't do spoilers because we don't want to ruin it for people.
Yeah, we'll keep that close to the chest until it's time. But thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun to talk to you.
You're welcome, and good luck with everything in L.A. And hopefully, like I said, this will be over with soon, and everyone will get back to normal lives.
Yep, fingers crossed. Looking forward to it.
All righty, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.